Let's rank the greatest American NHLers of all time. This is part 3 of 4, looking at the four nations face-off participants' greatest of all time. Today, I'm looking at the best that USA has to offer. First off, two honorable mentions, Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk. Both are world-class players at the top of their game right now. If they continue their play, not only are they top 10 Americans of all time, but Hall of Famers as well. At number 10, Jeremy Roenick. Despite many playoff appearances, he never won the cup or any significant trophies. The outspoken JR, as he's known, put up a lot of points. He sits 5th all-time in points by an American. His best seasons came in Chicago, posting 3 straight 100-point-plus seasons, something Matthews and Tkachuk have yet to do. At number 9, Chris Chelios. A 3-time Stanley Cup champion, 3-time Norris Trophy winner, and one interesting fact I didn't know before today, he has the record for most playoff games played with 266. He played in the NHL until he was 45. Only Gordie Howe played longer, an absolute legend in the cities of Chicago and Detroit. At number 8, Connor Hellebuyck. Already a 2-time Vezina Trophy winner, he's en route to get his 3rd thanks to his best season yet with the Winnipeg Jets, posting a crazy good 2.06 goals against with a .925 save percentage. The only thing missing on his resume is a cup, but the Jets are knocking on the door of a long playoff run. At number 7, Jonathan Quick. Recently became the only American goalie to reach the 400-win plateau, most notably known for his days with the Los Angeles Kings, helping them capture 2 Stanley Cups, but also getting a 3rd ring with the Golden Knights. He was instrumental in the 2012 Kings Cup, coming away with the Conn Smythe Trophy. He's still got some juice left in him, playing on the Rangers currently. At number 6, Phil Housley. Not many realize he's 4th all-time in points by an American, most by a defenseman. There's no other active blue liner in sight, so this record may stand for a long time. He was the youngest defenseman in NHL history to score 30 goals in a single season at the age of 20. Throughout the entirety of his career, he will go down as one of the best offensive defensemen of all time. At number 5, Pat LaFontaine. One of only 11 Americans to reach the 1,000-point plateau, LaFontaine did it in only 865 games. His career was eventually cut short due to concussions, but the impact he made on the score sheets was significant. His best season coming in 1993, scoring 148 points with the Sabres. At number 4, Brian Leetch. He's a Madison Square Garden legend, having helped the Rags lift a cup in 1994. 34 points in 23 playoff games during that cup run. For that, he won the Conn Smythe Trophy, the first American-born to do it. 2 Norris Trophies and a Calder, too. At number 3, Mike Modano. Almost played the entirety of his career with the Minnesota North Stars, Dallas Stars organization, with 40 games at the end wrapping his career in his home state of Michigan with the Red Wings. A 1-time Stanley Cup champion, he's 1st all-time in many American-born stats. This is about to get controversial with my first pick of all time. At number 2, Patrick Kane. 3-time Stanley Cup champion, and he's pretty much done it all. Conn Smythe, Hart, Art Ross, Ted Lindsay, Calder, over a point per game average, even to this day trying to help the Detroit Red Wings get into the playoffs. An offensive weapon since day one, and unlike my number 2 selection, was actually born in the United States of America. And at number 1, it's Brett Hull. Technically an American, but Canadian-born. The story goes, he was passed over in 1986 by Canada and jumped at the chance to join the United States. He just wanted to play hockey. The Golden Brett is the all-time leader in points and goals. Best one-timer I've ever seen, in my opinion. A 2-time Stanley Cup champion and Hart Trophy winner. And the wildest stat? 3 seasons of 70-plus goals, which included a whopping 86-goal season in 1991.